So often as we think back to our own education experience, we think about that one specific teacher who built into us that curiosity, that creativity, that desire to succeed. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about how we can make those kind of impacts on the kids of today.
Welcome to the STEM Everyday Podcast. Each episode features educators sharing their practical ideas to put more science, technology, engineering, and math into every classroom every day. For show notes and more information, visit dailystem.com. Here's your host, Chris Woods.
Well, teachers, we have a great opportunity today to learn from a fantastic educator, Josh Korb from Pennsylvania. He's formerly a math and computer science teacher. He's done all sorts of different roles in his districts, and he's got a great new book coming out called Be the Cause, An Educator's Guide to Effective Instruction. Super ideas. I can't wait to be able to chat with him today and just all of us to be able to get some great ideas about really making our instruction effective. Welcome to the show today, Josh.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And educators, definitely head to joshkorb.org, that's K-O-R-B, and then youcanbethecause.com, and that's based on the title of your book, Being the Cause. Now, Josh, you didn't start out to write a book, but you were just kind of writing your thoughts, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started in the classroom at the high school math classroom, teaching algebra and statistics for a number of years. Yeah. And then just sort of felt the itch to do something a little bit different and start working with teachers and working with a different set of kids. So I actually made the jump down to middle school. And I love the phrase that, like, hey, if you're at the high school, you really love your content. If you're teaching at the elementary school, you really love kids. And if you're teaching at middle school, you're crazy. Because I definitely felt that way some days, but yeah. I absolutely love the opportunity to teach computer science, robotics, and sort of everything in between before I transitioned into an instructional coach for the district. Yeah. And ultimately landed at director of innovation in the administrative role here at Bermudian Springs School District.
And you're doing some PD. I mean, like, just today you were doing some PD about AI in education, right?
Yeah, doing a little bit of everything. So I have the fortunate opportunity to work not only with our technology department, but our instructional coaches here at the district, and then do a little bit of everything. Like you said, I do some curriculum writing, I do professional development, I do some long-range planning with the district. So I really am in the sweet spot of the district where I have sort of hands in everything, but an opportunity to just continue to voice this message of, like, everybody could be the cause of a child's success.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, built out of seeing now a bunch of different classrooms, you're starting to see these are the things that are working. These are the things that educators and consequently students are struggling with. And it really does come down to a lot of that cause and effect aspect, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I like to always share is that I feel like Grover from Sesame Street every once in a while. Because yeah. of my unique position, I have the opportunity to shift perspectives all the time. So yeah, there might be days where I'm looking on a global level and I have, like, this far, like, perspective yep. of the entire district. But then I get down into the nitty gritty and I have a conversation with teachers or I work with some students and really get at the things that I hold near and dear to my heart, which is classroom instruction. So having that perspective shift over and over again is really the ultimate reason what led me to writing this book.
And it's Be the Cause, An Educator's Guide to Effective Instruction. It's coming out at the end of May, start of June 2024. You can get it on Amazon or wherever you find books, but definitely head to the links in the show notes. youcanbethecause.com. You're going to find out a lot of information about it. And you really want to help educators to think about, you know, what was it that caused them to be a teacher in the first place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a seventh grade math teacher. He just lit a fire underneath me and really allowed me to explore mathematics in a whole new way. Never thought in the world that would be the direction that I had. But I fell in love with math my seventh grade year and then continued to pursue it throughout. And I knew I wanted to be a teacher right then and there. My other huge influence is my mom. So shout out to her because she was an educator for years and years, and she's retired since. But her message was always clear to me, and that's that whatever you do, make sure that the kids are your number one focus. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you have planned for any given day, when you walk into the classroom, those kids are your responsibility, but also you could be the cause to their success no matter what direction you choose.
Yeah, I really like that idea that you can, as an educator, be that cause that consequently makes the effect, you know, that cause and effect atmosphere that we so often are teaching in a math or a science or a STEM classroom, you know, that would be easy, I think, to link for those kids to really see the anytime we have something that's a cause and effect, we can stop. We can say, okay, kids, that's how your life goes as well. Those causes, those effects. And you even have like a whole framework kind of in that first part of your book about the acronym EFFECT, right? Effect with an E, not effect with an A.
Yes. Yeah. So the effect is engage, foster, facilitate, embrace, collaborate, and transform. And really all of these pieces working together drives home this significance in creating like these positive ripples. And if you get a chance to go onto the website and check out some of the cover art for the book, you'll notice that there's like this pond picture in the middle that these ripples are just going outwards from the center area. We have no idea where our effect is going to take students in the future. And one of the best feelings that I ever have. And sometimes I'm not at my best. I might be at sweatpants and a t-shirt, my hair all messy, but like they see me out in public and they'll come running up to me and they'll say, Mr. Korb, I used to love seeing you in algebra class. Like that opportunity that we have every single day can ultimately lead to a child taking that as a choice in their future. And I can't stress that enough is the impact that we have as educators. We might not see for 40 years from now, but know that that effect has started with you.
And that's one of the tough parts about education. I mean, I say this a lot too. You know, if we worked in a factory, it would be easy to say, okay, I saw this many products roll off the line. They're finished. If I worked in a hospital, I could say I fixed this many broken legs today. But as an educator, it's a very nebulous, you know, amount of success that we can actually point to and say, hey, look, you know, I produced a functioning, thriving citizen of our world.
Yeah. What I always like too is at the end of the year, we go to graduation. And when I was teaching high school, I only maybe saw those students for 1 or 2 years, but we had kindergarten teachers who were coming up to see their first class graduate.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was their 15th class graduate. And that just, that commitment that people show is why students show up every day. Yeah. Students don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That was the best advice I ever received in college. I had a course that was all about teaching of mathematics, and that's how we started. We didn't even get to what we were talking about with content. It's about the student first, because every child comes to you with a story, and it's your opportunity to change their story for the better.
Yeah. And we were just talking about that idea because graduation is coming up soon, and thinking about, we got to make sure we invite the elementary teachers that taught these kids over to our high school for our graduation. And you know, I've had the privilege of being able to, you know, teaching at a high school. I can go down at lunchtime and I can sit with some of those seniors and say, hey, what are you doing? I mean, you're like 40 some days away from graduation. You know, what's next? And those elementary teachers, they need to see the results, the effects of their causes.
Well, and the other piece that I highlighted in my book at the beginning is talking about curiosity. And I think about how that really, really connects to STEM education is because in that like engineering design process, we talk about iteration after iteration and ideation and coming up with these ideas. And as a kid, when you are just born curious, it doesn't matter who you are. That's just in your nature to be curious about the world around you. And that's how we learn. And somewhere along the way, like it's sort of drummed out of you by the time maybe you reach high school or maybe you reach middle school. And STEM education, I think, gives that ultimate opportunity for students to get back into that curious nature, that curious cycle where they learn and explore the world around them and make their own assumptions and make their own path forward.
Yeah, Josh, I think we're almost clones. Like I was just talking about this with another teacher the other day, that idea that curiosity, it does. They start to lose it. And STEM is really something that gives those kids that opportunity to be creative, as you said, to iterate. And I'm sure you did some great projects. I'm sure even right now as a director of innovation and instructional coach and things like that, you've probably seen some great things that educators are doing. Do you remember some of the best ideas either you did as a teacher or some of the great things you've seen some teachers doing?
Yeah, so one of the best ways that you can connect with students is do an interest survey with them at the beginning of the year and really get to know what their likes and dislikes are. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the year, like, pepper that along with your projects. I remember one in particular, it was right around the time that the Infinity War saga from Marvel was coming out. There was this site called Metaverse, and we were able to go through and create our own augmented reality, like, sort of just discovery activity where students could walk around the building, and once they got like to a geotagged location, they could scan a QR code, and then it would ask them questions. And it was all themed around Marvel, mm-hmm. but it drove home the concepts that we were doing in statistics. So I had a huge group of students. I think over half of them went to the midnight premiere of the movie, and just tapping into that made our class so much more exciting, to the point where, like, they wanted me to tag along for the show. Yeah. I had already planned to go with my son, so we went another night, but it was so cool to see them invested in not just what we were doing in class, but seeing those implications across the board. And just being able to tap into their interests is one of the biggest recommendations that I try to make.
Yeah, that's great. And I like that idea of just, again, sprinkling those ideas throughout the year. You're not gonna always be able to do everything that every kid is interested in all the time. So, but anytime we can, instead of just, I mean, you know, as a math teacher, you understand story problems could be so fake, so contrived. So anytime you can bring in some of those things they're interested in, that's awesome. Now,
oh yeah, no, and just to capitalize on that, with the AI training that a couple of my instructional specialists and I have been running throughout the district, mm-hmm. we've told teachers that you can utilize AI to sort of recraft some of those old questions that you know are really good for the content, but they might be outdated, like who's going to buy in 45 watermelons, to like, yep. to your point. So if you drop a question into like ChatGPT or other AI engine, you can say to it, hey, make this so my student who's interested in trains will want to do this problem. And it'll spit out something about trains, or it'll spit out something about some other interest. So if you preload those interests right into AI, they can help you generate even test questions that might sound a little bit more intriguing to students.
Yeah. And again, that relevance piece is so important. And again, that's how we make that effect in our students. Now, the second half of your book is how to cause the effect. And it's that why, that how, and that right now of some of those strategies, right?
Yeah. So the why really, it dives deep into the theory behind something, behind a strategy. And there were over 50 different strategies that I pulled from John Hattie's visible research or visible learning study, where he explores some of the biggest contributing factors to student success. And I wanted to take that sort of a step further. So a lot of what you'll see in the book really ties to his work. But then we take it a step further and go into not just the why behind it works, but the how behind it works, sort of a framework where you can replicate this over and over again, no matter your content area or no matter your grade level. And then the right now are three or more like implementation ready strategies that you can take right into your classroom tomorrow. So something, because I know the immediacy is what people are looking for. Yeah. They want something where if we're trying to engage students on a whole nother level, I want something that I can start implementing tomorrow. And I know that from me as a teacher at heart, I wanted to provide that to my readers as well.
Yeah. Again, book is called Be the Cause, An Educator's Guide to Effective Instruction. You can find out more at youcanbethecause.com or joshkorb.org. And again, all these things in the show notes as well. Set to be released end of May, start of June 2024. Just thinking in terms of education, you're in classrooms, you're seeing, you're trying to help educators be able to handle all the new technologies and still be able to craft great lessons, but great learning. And how do we mesh that where we're using and relying on technology, which often, you know, maybe draws a kid towards a screen, and yet we still want to broaden them so that they're not forgetting about the people around them.
Yeah, I think it's all about tying back into what is at the heart of instruction. And that always has to be good content. We have to make sure that our content is supported by like the standards that we're trying to teach, is mm-hmm. well articulated, because then all of the other stuff will just happen. I think if we build relationships with students, that goes a long way. We know that if you don't know anything about a student and you're trying to get them engaged, that's a vastly different experience than if you are talking to a student and say, hey, I heard you had a game this weekend. How was the game? How many points did you score? Like, just having that authentic connection with students and with families takes learning to just a whole new level that becomes more natural. And I think it sparks that curiosity that students, again, are innately born with. Mm-hmm. If they don't know the answer to something, they want to find out. And I think that they want to show that they care. They just need the right person to put them on the path towards that.
And again, a lot of the ideas in the book, you know, they're based on research. They're based on not just, I just wrote this last week because I wanted to be a famous book writer. You've been working on these ideas for many years, writing these down and then decided, I want to share these things to help make things better for teachers.
Yeah. I've been crafting this book for over 5 years. And it's interesting because we talked earlier about that iteration process where I continued to go back and refine the work over and over again. And it's going to continue to be refined. One thing that I definitely stress to everybody listening to go on and check out is youcanbethecause.com, because when the book does release, there's going to be a companion part of the website that is an extension for anybody who buys the book, where you're able to explore not just the resources and the material and the content that's in the book, but also things that I'm going to continue to add over the years, because innovation never stops.
Yeah.
New teaching strategies are always going to be more effective than others. So I want to make sure that everything is constant, up to date, and relevant for every educator out there.
Yeah, the world is still changing a little bit, you know, each and every day. Before we kind of wrap up, I love to ask everybody a question about, you know, who do you think is that ultimate guest speaker, that if you could have somebody from STEM, past or present, come and just inspire the kids. And this actually, I'm really thinking about this even a little bit differently, because you mentioned that rock, that pebble that hits the water and has those ripples. And you know, you said something earlier, it made me think about, we often just look at those very first ripples, but those ripples, you know, mathematically, they keep going. Just what an extension. And then those ripples can overlap other ripples. Even just thinking about that question about who would be that ultimate guest speaker, that person might spark an interest in kids that lasts a lifetime and then impacts, they might be that ultimate guest speaker someday for somebody else.
Yeah. Well, and I think I love what you shared about just the ripple effect and not knowing where it's going to go and how they cross over. I start off the book with this idea of chaos theory, mm-hmm. where I just share a little.
You mean middle school teaching, right? That's chaos theory, right?
Yeah, that's right. But no, the chaos theory of, like, have you heard like a butterfly flaps its wings in mm-hmm. one side of the world, on the other side of the world, there's a tsunami. Obviously, there are so many contributing factors. It's not just one cause that ends in one effect. And that's the thing about, like, teaching. We all are teachers. Like, we all have an impact on students. And it only takes one moment for you to spark interest in a child. So I have a cousin who works for NASA down at Cape Canaveral in Florida. Awesome.
Yeah.
And one of the connections that I always love is Katherine Johnson, who mm-hmm. worked for NASA. Just her, if you ever seen the movie Hidden Figures, like that it's all centered around her life. And what is so amazing is that no matter what, she still believed in not only herself, but the math. Like, from that STEM perspective, like, she believed in the content wholeheartedly. Yep. And she was going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that our astronauts came home safely, no matter what adversity she was tackling every day. And I think that just that tenacity that students can bring to the table every single day. And if they believe not just in themselves, but also in what they're learning, and if you make it relevant for them, that connection just happens.
Yeah, Katherine Johnson would definitely be a phenomenal ultimate guest speaker. And just thinking too, I mean, that one point in the movie, of course, based on the real story, you know, where John Glenn's like, you know, I want to know, I want to make sure those numbers are right. She needs to tell me those numbers are right. She believed in her abilities. She believed in her skills. And a lot of that comes from, you know, when you have a teacher that believes in your abilities and your skills too. So Josh, it's been great chat with you again. Josh Korb, head to joshkorb.org. All the links in the show notes as well. And youcanbethecause.com to find out about grabbing a copy of Be the Cause. I can't wait to read it. Any other last thoughts you just want to share, last ideas to leave the educators with today?
Yeah, I think it's just ultimately we take this journey as educators. We do it together. And really, if you pick up a copy of this book, I'd encourage you to like share it with the people around you.
Yes.
Take it back, talk to other people, and find out ways that other teachers are being the cause for students in their classroom. Because it's just one perspective, and it's multiple interactions that I've had with people. But think about all the teachers that could have an effect on your profession as well. It's not just about the students learning and growing. It's about you as an educator learning and growing as well. So if you want to reach out, if you want to connect, I'd love to chat with anybody about any cause that we can be that's going to set a student up for success and make them fall in love with learning.
Yeah. And as you mentioned that, Josh, I was instantly brought back to when I was a student and Mr. Curtis and Mr. Fike and Mrs. Overman and Mrs. Bailey and so many other teachers that all built into me. And each one of them had that that effect on me, which now I, as a teacher, am able to have those effects on the students in my classrooms. And what an incredible way, even just today. It's been great, inspiring for me to listen to you, Josh, and I'm renewed. I'm ready. Yeah, it's the end of the day of teaching, but I can't wait till tomorrow. I want to find out some more interests of some of my kids, and I really appreciate what you shared today, Josh.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And again, head to youcanbethecause.com, find a copy of the book, and definitely, like Josh said, share it. Don't just read it, put it on your shelf, but share it with somebody else and continue to make that ripple effect as well. If you need to connect with me, head to dailystem.com. I'm always glad to answer any questions you got. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a review. It helps more educators to find out about the STEM Everyday podcast. And until next time, educators, just keep on doing that most important work. We are being the cause, seeing the effects in our kids each and every day.